Hi there, this is Aleksandra and you're listening to my podcast Angielski do kawy. Welcome to my podcast series Espresso. The name comes from the combination of the words English and espresso. Espresso is a shot of coffee, and here, every episode is your shot of English, your espresso. Hello there, this is Espresso episode number 28. How's it going? I hope you haven't had too many mood swings lately. I know that winter has been trying to come back, but I'm sure that very soon, spring will be the only ruling season in Poland. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that. And how was your Easter? Mine was a far cry from the traditional one, which means it wasn't traditional at all. I spent Easter Monday with my friends in an escape room in Krakow, and I must say it was fun. If you enjoy solving riddles and want to feel like a child again, I do recommend visiting at least one escape room in your city. In the beginning, I was a bit skeptical about escape rooms, but once I tried them out, I thought it was easy to get hooked on them. It hasn't happened to me yet, but I can definitely say that such games are worth taking part in, especially if you want to have fun with your family, friends, or colleagues. And don't worry, doors in escape rooms are never locked, so these kinds of games are always safe. Okay, I've just told you about a creative way of spending your free time, so now let me teach you another two expressions. The first one is no matter what, or no matter when, or no matter how, etc. This phrase is used to emphasize that something is always true, or that someone must do something. For instance, you can always count on me, no matter what. Now repeat after me. You can always count on me, no matter what. The translation is, zawsze możesz na mnie liczyć, bez względu na wszystko. You can always count on me, no matter what. You can always count on me, no matter what. Another example. No matter how hard it gets, I'll never give up. No matter how hard it gets, I'll never give up. Nieważne jak będzie trudno, nigdy się nie poddam. No matter how hard it gets, I'll never give up. No matter how hard it gets, I'll never give up. The second expression is in a row. It simply means one after another without a break. For instance, he's had pizza for lunch for 3 days in a row now, so he definitely needs a break. He's had pizza for lunch for 3 days in a row now, so he definitely needs a break. Już trzeci dzień z rzędu je na obiad pizzę, więc zdecydowanie potrzebuje przerwy. He's had pizza for lunch for 3 days in a row now, so he definitely needs a break. He's had pizza for lunch for 3 days in a row now, so he definitely needs a break. Another example. Their team scored 2 goals in a row, which we didn't expect at all. Their team scored 2 goals in a row, which we didn't expect at all. Ich drużyna strzeliła 2 gole pod rząd, czego w ogóle się nie spodziewaliśmy. Their team scored 2 goals in a row, which we didn't expect at all. Their team scored 2 goals in a row, which we didn't expect at all. And now it's time for your espresso to go. Our context for the phrases is, she used to practice ballet for 4 hours in a row every day, no matter how tired she was. She used to practice ballet for 4 hours in a row every day, no matter how tired she was. Co Codziennie przez 4 godziny z rzędu ćwiczyła balet, bez względu na to, jak bardzo była zmęczona. She used to practice ballet for 4 hours in a row every day. No matter how tired she was. She used to practice ballet for 4 hours in a row every day, no matter how tired she was. Well done! I'm sure you've just learned something new. Does the level of these episodes suit you? Do you find them quite difficult, just alright, or way too easy? Should they be shorter or longer? Make sure you share your feedback with me. Also, don't forget to check out the transcript of this episode. You can go to my website, angielskidokawy.pl, or click the link found in the description of the episode. And if you feel like learning more English with my ebooks or courses online, visit my shop at angielskidokawy.pl/sklep. Thanks for listening and talk to you next time.